Welcome to Your Expansive Self Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha Credle. I'm a self-healing and leadership coach, breathwork and meditation teacher, truth finder, activator, and a passionate student of life. I fully believe that everything is interconnected in our world and that it's time that we talk about the deeper truths of it. My goal is to share with you all that I know within the energetics of self-healing, health and wealth, spirituality, sexual energy, conscious business and leadership, basically all the things that I'm obsessed with. I am fully committed to helping you remember that you can lead, embody, create, and live from a place of wholeness, love, empowered sovereignty, and personal freedom. We have conversation with heart leaders, solo episodes, no BS, no filters, sharing from my heart to yours with integrity, love, and wisdom. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I'm so honored and excited to have you here with me. So let's get started. Hello, 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 beautiful, epic human being. Have you taken a breath today? I feel like so many of us forget all the time. It is wild. I just want to remind you before I even like begin on this introduction of this amazing human that's on the podcast today, I just want to remind you, you're alive today. You woke up today. You're listening to a freaking podcast today to better yourself as though you weren't cool enough. My goodness, are we ever fortunate to be here. Me just speaking to you, you listening to this, the conversations, the energy flow, the abundance, like, wow. You have a body, you have a heart, you are able to hear, you have ears, you're able to see, you are able to go onto your phone and to find this podcast and to be here. I just wanted to put it out there. I think it's pretty incredible. And I really believe that letting little things like that to shift our perspective as to how much space there is for gratitude of the simple things, everything amplifies. So I just wanted to drop a little nugget in there. Today's podcast, today's guest, wow, this woman, whew, this woman actually means a lot to me. I hold her really close to my heart because she came at a time in my life where I was a little doubtful in the works. I was a little doubtful as to what I saw in the coaching industry. And she's always been a pillar of inspiration of really like, I find my, there's so many similarities that I see of myself in her and her journey and the way that she presents herself and her energy, like that rebel disruptor that had shifted into this powerful, anchored visionary that not only just has vision but actively takes action. And she's called me forward so many times in such an epic, graceful way. So, and you're gonna see it actually, it happens on the podcast today, which I thought it was incredible because I could have honestly easily witnessed that calling forward and just like kind of shoved it to the side and pretend like it didn't happen on a live podcast. But I was like, no, this is superhuman. And I want to show that my vulnerability and the vulnerability of the connection, the conversation in the communication with Victoria. So formerly known as Tori Washington and now fully known as Victoria Washington, which it's very interesting too, because within my own name, lately, more people have been calling me by my full name, Natasha. And I realized, like, I was just thinking about, like, why did I shrink my name to just Tash or Tasha? Like, why not fully claim the boldness of Natasha? And, like, I feel like there's a lot of power behind that name. And I thought it was so timely by having Victoria on the podcast as well, because she kind of went through this shift of identity. And we're going to talk a lot about that today, like really stepping into your big girl boots, your CEO boots, shifting identities and nervous system stuff and recalibration and really expanding continuously. And there's been a big conversation on the podcast lately. So it's just another amazing evidence. The words that she used is incredible. She is on point. She is a penetrative force. Oh, very, very happy to introduce you guys, Victoria Washington, and really anchoring into what it looks like to revolutionizing your own relationship with your wealth and your business. Before we dive into this mind-blowing conversation with Victoria, I wanted to tell you guys about two different companies that have really supported me into amplifying my energy, but also my health. So they're completely two different energies, but they have both been such a game changer in minor things in my life that really amplified everything. So first and foremost, this amazing company that I was introduced to when I was in Austin, Botanix, which is, they have a product called Feel Free, and Feel Free is mainly kava. And this kava little concoction is honestly mind-blowing. Like the feeling you get from kava, it's a huge heart opener. It is very amplifying. I feel so focused, so in my body, in my heart. It is for people that are 18 plus because it has this euphoric feeling to it. No, you don't hallucinate. No, you don't go crazy. And I freaking love to have it before my workouts, or even just like when I want to go out and I don't want to drink, but I want to feel this energy of openness, I take a Feel Free. So if you want to get your hands on that, you are able to get 40% off, which is incredible. Yes, they ship all over the States and Canada. Some people have been having trouble to have it in Canada, but it goes through. So make sure you just try on a computer. It seemed to work better. So you can use the code TASH40 to get 40% off your order. And the second company that I've really been so grateful that I found, and it's going to sound kind of weird, but basically, when we're sleeping at night, many of us are experiencing jaw clenching, right? And we don't understand how much it affects the rest of our bodies. A lot of us have traumas stuck in our jaws, or frustration or stress or anger from a very subconscious level. So at night we grind our teeth, or we really close down on our jaws and we clench, and it creates tension. And the tension goes down to our necks, which can affect our collarbones and our chest and then our arms. I've literally had circulation issues just from that, which is insane to think about, but it's very real. So I found this company, Sentinel Mouth Guards, that creates mouth guards for at night, literally to prevent the disturbance that happens when we clench our teeth when we sleep. They are completely clean in terms of their products, because I was kind of worried about like plastics and having that on my mouth all night long. Like I can't even imagine what that would do to my blood and everything. So BPA free, completely clean, super doable. You know, you book it online, you find out which one would be best for you according to how you sleep. And by the way, a lot of people experience headaches because of this too, or lack of clarity or lack of focus, just because they don't have enough blood flow into their brains because they clench their jaws so much. So I'm going to put it down in the show notes. You can see Sentinel Mouth Guards. That is the company that I was using. They have amazing customer service. You can go online, do the quiz, find out which one is best for you. They send you a thing. You put your, you know, you fill your mouth so that they have a perfect customized imprint of your teeth. And then within 2 weeks, they send it to you and you can use it at night. My sleep now is next level. And you know what happens when you have next level sleep? Next level days. So if you are interested, I do not have a code for that, but I really am just speaking from this place of like knowing the value of this and how much it's supported me. So I really want to share that with you guys. All right, my loves, without further ado, I present to you Victoria Washington. If there is anything that you are listening during our conversations, and by the way, yes, I'm so excited to have her on the podcast. So yes, I'm talking a lot and it's just flow with it, man. I'm a human too. I was just in the conversation with her. But if there's anything that really lands from this podcast, take a screenshot, write it down, put it in your notes, share it on social media, tag both Victoria and I. We absolutely love to see that you guys are connecting with us in different ways. So enjoy, and I will see you guys after. Welcome, Victoria Washington.
Hello, Natasha.
How are you? I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm wonderful. So happy to be here. You know, I adore you and I'm really excited for where this goes.
Yes, I have absolutely no idea where it's going to go. And every single podcast becomes so magical every time that I get in these conversations with people. So thank you. Thank you for taking the time to being here. So I met you last year when I was going through a period of my life, my work, where not only was I investing in not the best things, and I was kind of having some resentment towards the coaching industry, and also being in it, that was pretty challenging. And then when I got onto one of your 5-day master classes, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, correct?
I think it was the Q2 Second Mountain Masterclass.
Yes, and just not even knowing who you are, I have no idea how I found you, quote unquote, air quotes. And then just being in your energy, I was just blown away at the certainty, the clarity, the integrity that you had, and the way that you chose to show up in your business and to lead yourself, and the way that you spoke and the way that you led us was really powerful to witness because I was super engaged. But the way that you led me into my own uncovering, I was just like, wow, this is a powerhouse. So I joined your Q2 and it was with you for 3 months and it was amazing. Anyways, I can keep talking about it forever, but I'm just really grateful that you're here. And introduce yourself. Tell my audience who you are if they don't already know who you are.
Oh my goodness. I always start off every podcast, this is the question, and I always tell a different story. And I love that you had that experience. I love that that was your first time being in my space, and that I remember us having connections throughout those 3 months that restored your faith in the industry and restored your faith in your voice and who you really are meant to be in the industry. And sometimes when we get bitter and resentful of an industry, we tend to rebel against it. And I remember for you, that was a huge breakthrough in turning that rebellion into activation that still was holy and grounded in integrity. So that makes me so thrilled because I adore you. And I think that what you're doing is so powerful. And on that note, hi to everyone listening. I never know how to introduce myself, but I am told I'm a money medicine woman. I also do business
Ooh.
mentorship, and I'm
Yes.
the founder and CEO of House of We, which stands for the House of Wealth Embodiment. Inside of there, we support women of all walks of life in revitalizing their relationship with money and reclaiming their wealth identity, specifically through the wealth embodiment flow practice, which is all around somatic financial healing and financial empowerment. So I love, love, love to give a voice to women and believe that we are going to change the face of wealth as the world knows it. And we're all doing it one step at a time right now.
It's probably some of the most important work in the world. And I find it so interesting how, no matter how much I've been doing my own work around that for years, like, I mean, since I started working for myself in 2016, it's just been like every year, constant check-in, like up level, upgrade. Okay, what do we have to clear? What do we have to unfold? It's like never ending process. And I think with you, one big thing that really kind of shifted the mark for me was understanding that, you know, one of your biggest, I guess you can call it slogan or saying is body leads, mind follows. And I think that's a big invitation for people who have been doing the work up here in their minds for a really long time, especially in like the self-help healing industry. And they're forgetting that like the body is actually the one that's anchoring in all the energy. And like that's the piece that's missing the most. So I know you have a very interesting story around that actually, where you recognized, right? Like you were doing all the work and then you're like, wait a second, something's not right. Tell us more about that.
We look at money from the neck down because for me, as I was on my journey of just even understanding the energy of money in my life in general, I was in a lot of the mindset conversations, and they definitely serve a purpose, and we still use that within the House of We. But in my opinion, they're meant to be used at a specific part of the journey. And for many people, specifically women and women of color and any marginalized population, their first step is to address any of the stories and the financial traumas that may be in their body and that they may be still experiencing through the realm of their nervous system. And as I was going through my own journey with money, I came out of bankruptcy. I was at a rock bottom with money and completely just, I was lost in terms of what to do next. And the pain that I felt and the scarcity that I felt did not feel like mine. And I'll often hear that from the women in our membership of, I can feel it and I can tell you about the sensation, but it doesn't feel like it's mine. It feels like I'm wearing it because I've been either told to, or I've been modeling it. So I remember I like closed my laptop from one of the mindset classes I was in, and all the information she was sharing was so helpful and it moved the needle to a certain extent. But I remember feeling if I could just like rip scarcity off as if it was like a scarf and I could just rip it off, like that would be more liberating than trying to rewrite all these thoughts because the thoughts were spinning in my mind, but the feelings and the sensations were happening in my body. So I decided to flip it. And I had this idea of what if I could write a new financial reality into existence through my body? What if my hands and my body were the pen and the world were my journal and the world was my masterpiece to create this new signature of wealth? And I just started to move. I started to pound my fists. I had temper tantrums. Anger came up. And as I was doing those movements, I was seeing my grandmothers, my mother, just frustration in the line of my, of the women in my lineage. I was seeing the lack of play that the men in my lineage could use. And it was so eye-opening that I finally realized that money is a relationship in our lives that's connected to the other relationships in our lives. And so that's when I never looked back. Body Leads, Mind Follows became Wealth Embodiment Flow, became the House of We, became my life's work. And that's what we ride into.
It's incredible work. I think everyone should be doing this. Like, especially if we're going to be like, I really believe, and I think, I mean, we're very similar in the way that we think in terms of like, just really being the evolution, the revolution we want to see. And, and I think it really starts with us. I think it's a big distraction when we look outside and we're going, oh, if this can change, politics can change, education can, like, sure, absolutely. Those can all change, but those can't change till we change. And we choose to go within and to feel all the feelings. And I really think that that's where people are starting to recognize, just in terms of, again, like the self-healing industry or the self-help, the spiritual industry, is like the work has been up here. And like now there's an invitation of like really deeply going into the core, expressing that, feeling that, restructuring the nervous system. And do you feel like that's been a biggest, because I just had another girl on my podcast who literally went from like corporate job. She's one of my good friends, Kat, went from a corporate job within 2 years, you know, making seven figures online, teaching Excel on TikTok, like absolutely ridiculous, like That's insane. Epic. So epic. And for her, she kept saying the same thing. She's like, it's all nervous system work. Like she does a lot of Kundalini. But she was like, it's the nervous system. And every time there's like a new, like there's a new invitation to grow even more, grow into a new version of myself. Like it happens all the time. The nervous system needs like constant support. So what do you do for yourself when you feel yourself going, you just went through a big transition too, right? Changing your name. And what do you feel like you do when you really find yourself in an invitation to evolve into your, the next you?
That's such a good question. It's a really, probably one of the most important questions I think anybody listening could ask. And so my relationship with the nervous system has changed over the years. We grew really fast as well. It's so inspiring to hear her story because that's exactly what happened with me is after Wealth Embodiment Flow, I started practicing it. And within, you know, 2.5 years, we were celebrating multiple six-figure year and now seven-figure brand, multiple seven-figure brand. And with the House of We, one thing that we teach is the arc of financial transformation and how the expansion is not a destination. It's a journey and it's a process that will continue over time. So every single time we unlock a new doorway of wealth, we're only unlocking a new doorway of our identity. And we start to discover new parts of ourselves. So as I've grown financially, I've also recognized where my palette of desires have expanded. And what happens is new things that I want that I never gave myself permission to look at before the money was there are now alive in my body and alive in my soul. And I become unrecognizable to myself. I become unrelatable to myself for just a split second. And the ego will say, well, if I grow and I continue to expand in this way, I'm going to become unrelatable to humanity. But the truth is, you become unrelatable to yourself. Yes, I asked for this. And yes, I plan to become this woman, but there's the moments in between where I can't even recognize myself. I can't relate to the old struggles anymore. I can't relate to the damsel in distress. I no longer relate to just these core parts of my identity that were once a huge reason why I survived and a huge reason why I'm standing where I am today. So for me, the nervous system work is less about treating my nervous system like it's this delicate thing that's going to be at harm if I grow. It's more so looking at my mind as a servant of my nervous system and learning how to continuously introduce new sensations and new expansion to my body, which is going to edge me on to hold more over time. And I'm going to be able to hold more and more spotlight, more money, more recognition. Now the money is not the scary thing. You know, we're doing multiple six-figure months. It's not scary. What's scary is the spotlight, is the visibility, is the exposure, is the power that you now have to say yes to what you really want, is the, are the desires and the taste buds that are coming online that you never even knew existed because you were in survival before. So what I always come back to is just the introduction of, hey, here's where we're going. And this is what we're doing, and continuously being in the practice of allowing God to live through me. And allowing my nervous system to become not resilient to change, but welcoming to change. And what if my work and my expansion softened me into more versus made me work harder to hold it, or had to figure out this subconscious hack to like sustain it? So I'm kind of flipping a lot of this on its head, because I think that it's gotten a little dogmatic, the nervous system conversation. I think that our bodies are so intelligent. They're actually more capable than we realize. And if you're here for a big game and for big growth, I don't care how much healing you do or how much regulation you do, you're raising your hand to deregulate your nervous system for just a second to step and take that leap to the next side. And in the process, God shapes you and brings you into union with all the resources that you need to make it complete. But it's not, I don't know, there's not a practice I've personally found where everything feels regulated and chill. It's me choosing to deregulate and then like surround myself with the support as I make that choice.
Right. Totally. Yeah. I can very much relate to that. And I think that's even something that I've recognized, that there's a lot of, cause I've always loved that about you, is how like you kind of flip everything on its head. You're like, wait a second, what are we talking about here? Like you question things that like no one really questions. Cause it's like, you know, oh, we're doing full moon ceremonies. Wait, why are we doing that? Like question stuff that we're not really used to hearing people question, even in this field, which I absolutely love, cause I'm the same way. And I realized like not too long ago that there was like such a conversation around like the, like, watch out the nervous system. Right. And I was like, man, our bodies are so smart. Like they're not even, I had heard a few coaches talk about like using the body as a machine. And I was like, but no, like, I think the body is an amazing, intelligent tool. Like let's use it as a, like, it's way smarter than we think. I think the mind is like smart, but not that smart. Like, you know, we can use it. And I think it's really just, it's shape-shifting what we've been told around how we can continue our own momentum and what that looks like, and really utilizing it. And it's like changing our relationship also with like what pain looks like or feels like, you know, like, even for me this week, I had a big realization as I'm like also stepping into, like, I put on my big girl pants, Victoria, as you told me last year. I don't know if you remember that, but I was like,
I
don't know what it was, but I was like, I don't remember what it was. I was something along the lines of like, what do I do? How do I, like, how? And you're like,
Tash, it's time to put on your CEO pants. Like, come on, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I incorporated a new company in Austin, planning my move there as a Canadian. Yeah, it's
wow.
Actually, I'll just announce it now because I haven't even like announced it yet anywhere. So it's called the Yes Haven. And the Yes is the acronym of my podcast. And Haven is really about creating a safe space for people to come and to unfold, unravel, and share their deepest vulnerabilities and expand in that. Because without safety, there's nothing, in my opinion. So
yes.
Yeah, it's called the Yes Haven. And
yes!
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. And this week, as I'm like, you know, you make a decision, for all of us, make a decision. Okay. I'm going there. I feel like God's leading me this way. I feel it, like it's happening. And then as you're so focused on this, like all the little things in between have to happen to kind of like shake you and like, oh, like, oh, this is weird. Like and I had all these memories this week of basically my dad telling me, like, we grew up wealthy, but only when he thought was worth it.
Mm.
And I was not one of those things. And so I saw all this wealth, but it wasn't for me.
Wow.
And I felt like the deepest sadness and grief and like disappointment in my bones. It was mm-hmm. like heart-wrenching. It wasn't just like, I got little money stories of like worthiness. It was like, I am in pain right yeah. now. And allowing myself to sit with that, you know, like I was like trying to, oh, maybe I'll go work out. Maybe I'll go. No. It's like, how much can I like let this move through me as you've taught me
yes.
to just like, can I really just sit with this right now and let it move through my body and cry and feel? And then when I feel complete, can I get back up? And like, what's the new story?
Mm-hmm.
And can I anchor that in my body? And I'm still practicing, you know, I think sometimes when you're in it, you're kind of like forgetting, but it's been such a ride. Like I can't even believe the stuff that comes up half the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you experience the same.
Yeah. It's a new set of risks. I'm actually looking at land in Austin as well and starting to look in that direction, which is so funny to hear you say, like, whoa, confirmation.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a new set of risks. And mm-hmm. so often we're trying to collect a new set of thoughts, but really mm-hmm. we get to expand our capacity to take a new set of risks. And a new set of risks are going to ask us to do something radically different, because where you want to go, you're not going to continue to create more of the same. And that's what our mind wants. It's what our comfort zone wants, is I'm going to just create more of the same and I'll do it like a little different, but really it's the same thing, just dressed in a different outfit. And you're now taking this leap to another space and your body is showing you every single thing that you get to look at before you land in that space fully sound. And so I just think it takes a lot of courage to not say yes to what we kind of want, but actually pursue what we really want, because desire alone doesn't create. Price Pritchett teaches that you can want something all day, but what creates is your act of pursuing it, and you're actually pursuing it. And that's where the ride starts and all of the things start to heat up and we begin to see the layers that we get to move through as part of our work there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a ride. And I really appreciate like people. I mean, personally, I don't really know anybody else like you, unless I'm assuming maybe you do, but like who really teaches, like I've seen the whole feminine leadership stuff. Like, that's fine. That's cool. It's great. Some people are really in it and it's amazing, but I really enjoyed the deep embodiment. Like because I see that there's a lack of integration in general for people, a lack of in the body, like the cells coming together and recreating, like you said, a new identity. What would you suggest to someone who is in a space right now, who maybe she feels like she's stuck in like terms of like how to do the work, where to go with her work? Like, she knows she's changing, but she's not really sure. And she doesn't know where to start. Like, where would be a good starting point for someone who is feeling herself evolve in the next her?
One of my favorite creators, you know, I talk about him all the time, Mahdi, posted
yeah, he's epic.
He posted a quote. I know, he's no bullshit. he posted a quote that said something, I'm going to paraphrase it, and I don't know if it was him that said it. Don't ask for advice for where you are, ask for feedback on your steps. So that's what I would say to that person. And that's what somebody who's stuck gets to hear. It's, anything I say is just going to be a decision fatigue for you. And it's just going to be more stuck on top of your stuck. So I would rather you go do anything, go do the first idea you have, and then ask for feedback on that. So you can see who you are in the act of pursuing the next step, which is much more effective information for you to move with than advice on where you are now, because we like to pretend we don't know why we're stuck or why we are where we are. But the fact of the matter is, you already know everything that I would tell you. And that's why people don't listen to advice, because most of it is shit you already know about yourself. But what you don't know is who you would be taking that step that you're sitting there looking at, waiting for somebody to give you permission to take. So move, and then ask for feedback on your movement. And that's how you truly utilize mentorship. And that's how you really grow in a direction of forward momentum versus just spinning in where you are right now.
Yeah. And that action taking is the scary part for a lot of people, right? Because then it's like all the little stories that are telling them like, I can't, or there's this or there's that, or I have to do this, I have to do that. Like, even for me, that was a big story last week. I was hearing it all. It's so interesting when, once you're aware of it, you observe all these stories that are just like blah, 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 blah. And it's so easy. If you're not aware, it's so easy.
Yeah.
You're just gonna latch on and it's like game over. Now I'm really stuck in like the, I need to do X, Y, Z in order to X, Y, Z. And it just keeps going. And I find it so interesting how like a lot of, you know, the practices that we've learned are, it always comes back down to the same thing of like, how open to receive are you? How allowing are you? And how much can you really allow yourself to get out of the way and to be resistant free? Meditation, unshed, resistant free in the mind. Body, resistant free, open, willing, receiving. And I think that's also another thing that I freaking loved about you was like really tuning into something greater than yourself all the time and your relationship to God and how much that supports you. And I always see on your stories, your Illuminati book with Marianne Williamson.
I haven't read that in a while, but I always go back to that. That's one of my go-tos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that.
Go ahead.
One quick note on that.
Yeah.
There's, for anybody who does feel stuck, I mean, and welcome to human life. I mean, there's areas where you're going to feel stuck in your life. And then there's areas where you're like, I'm rocking it. Like right now I can think of a couple areas I'm like, ooh, and then there's a few areas I'm just flying. So I think the beauty of a lot of things happening at once is one way you can practice allowing your nervous system to be lived through. So just saying, you know, that doesn't need to be everything working or everything not working. Like a lot of different things can be happening at once. And reciprocity is a word that I've been really leaning into of if receiving feels too threatening or even being available feels like, how do I do that? I always just ask, how can I be in reciprocity with life? Because life wants to cooperate and be in a relationship with me. So how can I be in reciprocity? How can I invest in, and then it invests back? And we just, you go in that forward motion. And it could be as simple as prayer. You know, I'm going to invest 5 minutes into prayer if creating an empty mind feels like too much. I think we underestimate the unseen forces in our life. And that's because our ego is taking the credit for everything that we've currently created. So I've also often will humble myself and look around and say, you know, I appreciate everything that is in front of me, but it was glory goes to God. Like if I take all the credit for this, then I'm going to have to do this alone for the rest of my life. That's so when we flip it and we enter reciprocity, now we're in partnership, and that's a beautiful place to be because there's nothing worse than being stuck and alone. So you might as well be stuck with unseen forces moving through you and then moving up and out.
Yeah, totally. And I actually, you said the word that reminded me to one of the best things you've ever told me and taught me was changing pressure into responsibility.
Yes.
And how much my shoulders were just like, oh shit, we've been carrying a bag for a really long time that I didn't even know I had, right? Because that's the ego of like, I got to do it alone. I got to do it alone. Like, that's all me. I have to carry it all, blah, blah, the stories. And also one thing that that popped in my mind as you were saying all this is, I think it also invites us into another relationship with how we choose to not only live our human experience, but also how we choose to operate in the coaching industry. Cause I think you've spoken a lot about that too. And that's something I love about you. Sometimes I definitely see how some people can get so stuck in like doing the right things and things not happening. And then It seems to be a theme of like the frustration of like, God, why? Like, where's my cookie? Like I did my homework. Like that reward that they're waiting for, as though that energy and God is still conditional.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've witnessed that at all, but it's something I see quite often.
Yeah. I think that I was just talking to my mentor, Melanie, about this, of how, you know, the coaching industry went to the extreme of, if you're not an expert, you're irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And people have leaned so hard into that they have entered into a reward system with their social media, with the way that they engage with clients, with the way that they share and sell their offers, because They're in the conversation of, I need to be an expert. And if I am the expert, then I get my reward of this, 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 and this. And they won't show their process. They won't show their journey. They won't show the softness of the human experience. And I think that it's starting to crack and it's starting to unfold, and people are starting to recognize that the reward is the journey. The reward is that we have a phone to create our businesses on. The reward is that every single time I open my mouth, I have the ability to bring God's work closer to the people that are meant to receive it. And We let go of the title, like, this needs to be me as the expert of this whole thing. Otherwise I'll be casted out, into, I am both a student of this work, a practitioner of this work. I have a process that I'm currently in when it comes to that. And I also am a teacher and somebody who is bringing new wisdom to the field. So there's a certain, what Melanie speaks into is, there's a certain frequency that type of person holds. And there's also a certain amount of impact that person can hold, because The best teachers are the best students. If you look at Bob Proctor, he taught from his teachers. He was the biggest student of the work. If you look at any of the greatest leaders and teachers and speakers, they were humble students always first, and then they shared from the seat of the teacher later. So I think that when we're looking at social media and the coaching industry, there's really just a lot of humility that we get to step into and remind ourselves why we're actually doing what we're doing, and the stewardship and the beauty of the process that we're in on its own, even if you don't even make any money, is absolutely magnificent. And it's more fun that way. And you actually magnetize, create, receive, circulate more. So it's a byproduct versus a reward.
Yeah. That back to that humanness, right? I was talking a little bit about that recently, just going through my own process that I don't need to share right now, but I've just been witnessing how I think a lot of us are being invited into deeper layers of our own humanness, like the messiness, The journey, the uncovering, like what is, you know what? I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. And that's amazing. And I get to just be with that. And actually, I think, yeah, it's like so simple. It's like the simple things, like coming back here now, appreciating what's here now, being present, understanding like who you are, who you want to be, focusing your energy on that and not holding on so tightly to what was, and also just letting it move when it wants to move and trusting that it's going to show up exactly when it needs to and wants to. I think a lot of us can relate to, you know, sometimes we get in the comparison game of like, who's doing what and who's where and how much are they making, as though like The money's the goal. And we're forgetting, like, first of all, we don't see what's going on. We don't see how long they've been in this for. We have no idea, but There's like this chase happening that is causing more of that resistance, I think, for those people, because I think when that competition comparison energy is lack oriented, so it just Keeps perpetuating. And I wouldn't say it's sad to see people like that, because it's their journeys, but I think there's definitely an invitation for more space into not leading themselves so much like that, you know?
Yeah. And I actually haven't been noticing that as much, but I've made a conscious choice to try to see every single person and in their full power and their full capability. And that's really supported me in viewing the coaching industry through the lens of leadership and the lens of, we all have a hand in creating this body of work, and we all are doing it in the way that we're being guided to do it. So there's going to be certain teachers in the room or certain mentors that you see online. And this happens to me too, where it just doesn't resonate with you. How they're going about whatever they're doing is not resonating with you. So there's a difference between there's knowing that and then removing yourself from that and staying in your lane. And then there's also looking at the stretching that a certain person is pulling you into. So I want to encourage anybody listening to do me a favor. And for the next 7 days, hold the coaching industry in the highest light, hold it in a realm where we really are changing the face of wealth and we really are doing great work, and that we are history in the making, that people are going to look back on our era of technology, of creatorship, and of pioneering new ways to bring work to the world, and say the coaching industry was a $1 billion industry that changed the way that humanity functioned and went about their life. And if you can do that for 7 days, the way that you participate, the way that you contribute, and the way that you receive other people's work is going to be phenomenal. Because we're one of the only industries where we're in close proximity to our competition. I mean, Pepsi and Coca-Cola are not next door to each other. They're not on each other's Instagram all day. Maybe the marketing team is, but we're our personal brand. So we're one of the first industries where it's like right in front of your face, all of these things. So I think it's important just to have compassion on ourselves of course you're triggered. Like, it's all in your face. And if you don't like it, then find your own lane. But I think that it can turn into this giant narrative that's really unnecessary. And I think that the people who are making big money and who are being loud about it actually aren't celebrated enough. And I think if we change the way we celebrated them, then we would change the way we perceive them, and it would change the subconscious of the industry. So I always, as a leader, take full responsibility. And if there's somebody in the space who is looking at somebody that's earning big and saying, oh, well, now everybody's just chasing money, it's like, well, where can I celebrate them in a way where they realize that there's a different path? That's where we can all take individual responsibility and really change the whole story altogether. So it doesn't have any, it's just peace. Keep creating however you desire.
Totally. And I love how you still indirectly called me forward on that. So thank you.
That was not my intention, but I was
called forward, not called out, Victoria. I know the difference now.
I don't know that I see that. I'm not online. I don't see, I don't know. I don't see chasing.
You know what? You're right though, because like, that's another thing that I've realized like lately is like, where I'm going, there is no space for victimhood. There is none. So at where I'm going, anytime, like that was such a little minor story, but it was still a little story of like, oh, look at these people. They're looking. And it's like, why am I even wasting breath talking about that?
Yeah.
Versus like, look, like, well, look what's like, how can we change the story? How can we change the energy? And I think it's like, again, like, let's call each other forward as much as we can so that we can show up better. Like, I am all like, my friends know this. I have like a tons of friends in the coaching industry that are doing, they're absolutely killing it. And I'll call them. I'm like, yo, like, call me forward. Like, what do you, asking for feedback? Like, I'm moving. Yeah. What do you see? Cause like, I can't always see what I'm doing until someone lovingly tells me like, yo, hey, look, this is what's happening energetically. This, you might not even realize. And in that moment, it's like, oh shit, shit.
So there's going to be a time where you, and you have celebrated big. Yes. I remember when I used to be in that same narrative. And now as we're celebrating bigger numbers than I ever thought we would, you won't know until you get there. And you're going to celebrate it, afraid of all the people that will judge you because you were once one of those people. So I had to check myself in that journey as well. And now that I am celebrating these bigger months, it comes with the responsibility of sharing it in a way that is reverent, because people are going to make up a quick narrative about it. They're going to call it this or that. And I can't control all of that. Mm-hmm. But I think what we can control is what you're saying, catching ourselves in those moments and continuing to refine the story that is around the number. The number mm-hmm. means nothing, and you have no idea who that person is. Mm-hmm. And if somebody decides to go into a chase because of the competition, they didn't just start doing that in the coaching industry. They probably did that as a child. It's a pattern that's coming up because of something that has nothing to do with the coach mm-hmm. that they're triggered by, or even the industry itself. So mm-hmm. we're at a really interesting time. I think things are turning around really beautifully. And again, I want to invite anybody listening, just hold the industry in the highest light. If you're participating in it, be proud and own it and make it better than how it was before you got there. And I think that we'll all do really good work from there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how do you think that we can start celebrating more, like maybe ourselves more? Like, what does that look like? Because I think even just to us, it can sound natural at certain points in time, but I think to a lot of people, they're still confused. Like, wait, how can I celebrate or hold myself in a higher standard and therefore others? And how can I amplify that energy more for myself in my life?
I'll speak from my experience, because I've really been exploring this as, you know, it's not become less exciting for me to share the numbers, but it's just different. I can't quite put my finger on it right now, but it just feels different. You know, it's no longer a surprise that I'm going to make big money. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to look at me and say, she's not doing it. Like, I've already shown in many ways, like, I'm here to do the thing. And like, I'm mm-hmm. so excited about it. And I want to walk with as many people on that ride as possible. So the number is not here's how much I made, hire me. It's almost like if a Fortune 500 company celebrates at the end of the month and they made that list, or they like Spanx went public and she mm-hmm. celebrates at the end of the month, you aren't being like, oh, why is she doing that? Now I have to do that too. The hope is that you're proud that you're a part of that body of work, the whole bunch of leggings that changed the way that women felt in their body, especially if you were one that invested in one of the leggings. So I've really tried to take that perspective of, my hope is that you're proud that you're a part of a body of work that is here to liberate humanity and create new pathways of wealth. And heck yes, I'm celebrating a six-figure month and you were a part of that. And there's no shame. There's no stickiness. It's just normalizing talking about it and normalizing the process of what it took and some of the steps they took to get there. So mm-hmm. one thing I've been loving and really excited to do, and anybody who's listening, who's a coach, you can do this as well. I've been looking at the other numbers in my business and celebrating those too. So celebrating how much I pay my team, celebrating how much we've donated for the month. I just released our impact report, which was so fun to create and just highlight, here are some other numbers. Like, it's not just this one revenue number that's amazing, but that number has a bunch of humans behind it, has a bunch of stories around it. So just getting creative and finding ways to tell the story of the number is a cleaner way to share than just, here's a number. And I think that that will be a way for us to collectively start to redistribute wealth in a new way of, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to invest in that company because of what it represents, not because of how much it makes. Mm-hmm. And that's how we can start to change the narrative slowly but surely. And then we also get to recognize, like, for me as a manifester, part of my job is mm-hmm. to just tell you what's happening and let that have an impact on you and then leave. So part of my job is to say, hey, I just made
that makes a lot of sense.
In 3 days. So now you know you can do that too. Okay, bye. I'll see you next time. And there's going to be people who say, she just cares about the money. And then there's going to be people who are like, thank God she said that, because I was over here trying to do this way. And now I know I could do it like this. And mm-hmm. I have to trust in my own body. It's okay to be judged. It's okay to be misunderstood. Part of my function is to just slide that over to her side of the table and let her do her magic. Mm-hmm. So think about your function as a leader. And like work that and offer that and have the bravery to be misunderstood in the process. Be brave enough to be misunderstood and it'll be the ride of a lifetime. But mm-hmm. as you make more, and if as you make more, you need to be more understood, mm-hmm. you're just going to bottleneck yourself because mm-hmm. it's just human nature. So we get to work with it.
Totally. I think it's also very freeing and liberating to even just like think about the fact that like, and it's so, they're so minor in terms of reminders, but I think we're all here to remind each other of like, it doesn't matter if not everyone likes you. It doesn't matter if people are going to like, no matter what you do, it's going to happen. You could be, I realized this a couple of years ago when I was starting my journey online, it's like, you know, I was trying to post all the things that people wanted to hear. And I was like, man, I'm literally doing all the things. I'm being like the good girl, like breaking the girl syndrome is a real thing. And I was like, I'm being the good girl and I'm still getting hated on. I'm like, why am I spending? And like, that's the fatigue, right? Like that proving and defending energy of like, and most of us are doing it subconsciously. And it's like, oh, yes. look, I'm doing the right thing, whatever the right thing is. And it could be completely aside from what's right for you. Mm-hmm. And then they're fatigued because it's so much energy. It's like, oh, over and over and over again. And I got slapped across the face with that. And I was like, my God, I could literally be like saving dolphins and rhinos all day long. And I would still get hated on. You know, I could save the environment and still get it. Like, it does not matter. So what really matters is how much can I live in my truth, mm-hmm. and how much can I really crack that open within my body, my heart, my entire existence, and like, let that flow through me. Yeah. It's been a journey, but I would love to know what has been like the biggest shift in, cause you often talk about shifting in your identity. And so mm-hmm. what's been the biggest shift in your own identity when it's come to, I don't know, who you were before you started making 6-7 figures or whatever it looks like for you? Like, what's been the biggest shift in your identity within your work?
Ooh, I love this. So this is really important. And I'm actually about to start talking about this more, because there's this transparent walk that you're going to take from 6-7 figures that I don't think a lot of people talk about or realize it's happening. Mm. But for me, how it showed up is all of a sudden we're making this much money and we have this team, and it seemingly happened instantaneously. I can't even recap all the steps. And I'm sure you can relate when something really, like when you get into Yes Haven, you're going to sit there for the first night and be like, can't even recap how the heck I got here. Like, it's almost like it just happened. And I realized that, I'm going to try to put this into human language, because it's, if you're in it, you'll know what I mean. Mm. I realized that at some point I was creating 7 figures and bringing this whole thing to life, but I was still wearing my 6-figure identity. And what had to change was something much more physical than I wanted to admit. And that was the way that I dressed, the way that I spoke, the way that I adorned myself, the way that I fed myself, the way that I did my calendar, the way that I structured my room, the way that I set up my life had to change. And it felt like as I grew, I felt like this icon trapped in a small house. And I was like, why does it feel like this? And it was because my inner expression of wealth was not matching my outer expression of wealth, because that would be the last step to fully tell people who I really was. So for me, it looked like changing my calendar, changing my schedule, changing the way that I structured my team, shopping at different places, giving myself permission to make different transactions, adorning myself completely differently. That's when my name changed. That's when we did the documentary. That's when we did the behind the scenes of Victoria's Truth. I peeled back everything and you saw this luxurious, lush, next level innovative genius that I was hiding from you. Because then you would see me, you would see all of me, not the kind of relatable, I can make sense to everybody Tori, or the Tori who speaks for all types of people. For the first time, it wasn't speaking for me. This is Victoria's Truth, and it's not for everyone. And this is my full expression of wealth. I love my really good water. I love a Gucci belt mixed with a vintage scarf. And I'm not afraid to admit that I really care about the way that I present myself. I'm not afraid to use words that are coded in wealth. And I'm not afraid to exchange in this new way. And in that moment, my artistry took on this whole nother level. Mm-hmm. And the brand skyrocketed. The brand grew hugely. So there's so many coaches who are doing all these great things, but you would never know. It's like the best kept secret, because it's, they're not wearing it. They're not fully expressing it. And so there's this walk from inner to outer that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it usually happens right on the edge of the seven figure mark. Mm-hmm. I think that we think it's normal to make millions because we see it in this industry, which is so cool, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. And so what is your outer expression of it going to look like? If I could do anything a little different, I would give myself permission to play with that sooner.
Yeah.
But I did it in 2 months and then created a documentary and I was like, here, but you know, here it is. But yeah, I trust that whoever that's for will know what I'm talking about. And some people, it won't land, and that's cool too.
I mean, it's stuffy for me, so I'll take it. Okay. For sure. Well, because honestly, like last year, I didn't even realize till January 2022, that in 2021, even though there was like a couple months where I didn't make that much, actually, when I was working with you, I didn't really make that much money. I still hit 150K.
Wow.
And I didn't even realize till I don't even know why. I'm like, how did I miss this? Like, this is crazy. And mm-hmm. then as I left, because I was living in Austin for the year, and I mean, that was a huge upgrade, right? Because like my entire, as you're speaking of the physical reality, really supporting and reflecting your inner reality, I was realizing, I mean, I was staying in places. It was like, you know, I went from this apartment in Montreal that was $1,000 a month that I could barely pay for 2 years ago mm-hmm. to now staying in places in Austin that I'm paying for myself at $3,000-$5,000 a month. And like living the luscious life. And I was just like, I was just kind of like in this, whatever, like I'll figure it out. Cause I always do, not really understanding what was happening energetically that I was like really upgrading.
Yeah.
And then as I left, because I had to leave because of visa reasons and whatever, and in the process of like, whatever, I really trust, like I had to come back for very specific reasons. But as I came back into my old place, I'm like, this is old Tash. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, I don't know. And I can feel it in my bodies. And then I'm like, kind of like in this weird energy where I'm like, I know, like feng shui is literally that, like your living room or your home, your dining room is your heart of your body. It reflects mm-hmm. that energy, you know. Look at a hoarder will gather and hold on to all these things. And it's pretty reflective as to what's going on emotionally.
Yeah.
You know? So it's very important to like, I know this is why I'm like being pulled to like leave this place behind, like really make the move to Austin. Like, what does that mean about me? What's the next level that I'm like afraid subconsciously of like stepping into, like, oh, right. I'm the girl from Montreal who left, as I'm like touching my head all nervously.
Go ahead, go be her right now.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
No, that's so powerful. That's it. Yeah. That's it. And our brand is the energetic frequency of that. So there's a lot of women who are creating these up levels internally, but they still have a brand that's not fully reflective of that. And they're wondering why they're not magnetizing a higher client or doing this, doing that. And you'll hear in the coaching industry to focus on your brand last. And let me tell you, you don't need like a fancy website. I stand by that completely. But I do believe we are headed into an era where the brand matters and the energetics of your brand matters and the artistry of your brand matters. So that's shifting. And that's part of knowing what's happening in your industry and the marketplace is knowing when things change. The coaching industry is not going to be the same. So if somebody's listening to this 5 years from now, it could be completely different. But 100%. Today in April, 2022, I believe that the brands who actually exude the energetic presence of who the human is behind it, oh, they're going to fly. It's going to be unstoppable, undeniable, insane, insane wealth.
And that's like the next part of your work that you're bringing more, like there's something with creativity that you're really stepping into, right? So tell us more about that. What is that? Cause we haven't really spoken about it. So I'm curious.
Yeah. So this is exciting. We're bringing in creative direction and a past life of mine was, I was planning on being a fashion photographer and I went to school for fashion and ended up taking many right-hand turns, went down in real estate and then ended up in the coaching industry. So it's funny that my life is coming back to this moment. And I've been my own creative director for since the beginning of my business. And I get asked all the time, who does your brand? Who does your copy? I've been doing it this whole time. And it's something that comes very natural to me. And I have a gift of edging people on into new creative expressions and what I'm calling a creative rebirth. And I believe that every six-figure entrepreneur right now is going to go through a creative rebirth. And on the other side of that is her seven-figure self. And I did it. I've seen so many of my clients do it. And it's through the portal of your brand that it occurs. So we're now offering creative direction to coaches. And I am building out a studio and a space in Austin, potentially, maybe Tahoe, we're seeing. And we're doing some things online. So there's many different opportunities bubbling up. And essentially, the space that I'm creating is going to turn coaches into moguls. I believe that we're the artists, we're the moguls, we're the creators. We have the ability to create on a rock star level. And I have a creative team that I'll be with on this ride. And any of the coaches that work with me will have access to them. And it's going to be very, very, very exciting. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like, I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. So
that's
just
what everybody's saying. Like, of course that's happening right now.
That's exactly how I feel. It's like, yep, it's that was the next step. And for Victoria, 100%, here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So on top of this creative direction for your entire team, and I really feel like a big part of who you are is like even visually, the way I see it is like you step into like your world and it's like, it's a whole experience. It's not even just like, here's a program. It's like, no, like you're entering the bubble of Victoria, yeah, Washington. And there's like a whole, yes, experience happening. It will blow your mind. Like, yeah, you're not expecting it. And then you just step in. You're like, oh shit. Like, this is way more than I thought. Yes. Which I love. And I really think that like, I want to be in that too with the Yes Haven. That's exactly what I'm doing too. Not to what you're doing, but in terms of energetically, it's like, it's an experience. Like, fuck just the mental work. It's like the, like, what do you want to experience? I really think that that's, I mean, humans, they love that. We love experiencing things. We want things to like shapeshift us and crack us open and feel more and expand more. I'm really excited about that for you. Congrats. That's freaking epic. And I can't wait to see you in Austin.
Yes. It's going to be epic.
Yeah. So tell us more about, what do you have currently going on that people can enroll in or join? Or because you've always got free stuff, you've got wealth embodiment flow, you've got whatever else there is. Tell us all the things.
What's coming, and it depends when this will be aired, but I have the House of Wealth Embodiment is going to be opening up doors in June. We are opening up the second dimension, the dimension of business. We're adding business mentorship to the House of We on top of wonderful wealth work that we do. So that's coming in June. And then we have Holy Yes Live in San Diego. So our first live in-person event. It's a one-day business and spiritual breakthrough. So if you're in San Diego or you want to travel to San Diego, it's July 17th. And I'll be joined by the Healing Couple. We're going to be doing insane holy activation on a completely new level. Get in the room if you want absolute breakthrough. And then in terms of virtual, we have Vocal Codes coming up and Velocity of Wealth. So if you are desiring to open up your voice and shift the way that you facilitate and present, Vocal Codes would be for you. And then deeper money work inside Velocity of Wealth.
Vocal Codes. That was something you taught in Q2, didn't you?
We had that. Were you in Vocal Codes? That was right before the second mountain.
Maybe you mentioned it, but there was definitely something we did with like the voice and like how we communicated and how voice that was. Yeah, I remember that.
I added a little taste of it to Sales Genius.
Yeah.
So Vocal Codes is a whole voice program, like completely, entirely focused on your voice and your vocal code, like the attunement that you are. Bless you that you are meant to have.
Wow. I'm okay. Yes. Vocal Codes. Making space.
Yes. Create that space, Tasha. I love it. And you went for it. Like it really took you out. Like it really corrected your spine and you went.
I'm hot.
I was like, damn. I want to sneeze like that. It looked like it just fucked you open.
I mean, it was probably a combination of you and then they're just like, and I felt it was like vocals and it was like coming in the back of my throat. Whoa.
Woo!
What you do?
Oh, man. Good.
Whoa. Okay. So yes, vocal coats. Woo. Okay. So that's awesome. So people have lots of ways to work with you and to be a part of your experience in your world. And yeah, is there anything else that you would love to drop as a little finisher, a little nugget, little juice of wisdom for people, a little energy activation, whatever capacity?
Don't be afraid to play too big. Play in the realm of too big. It's fun there.
Yeah, we can make it fun there.
We can make it fun. We can have a little fun with that.
Yeah, just a little fun. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time of being here and being with us and sharing your wisdom and sharing who you are and all of the identities that you've gone through and really like paving the way for a lot of us. You know, I think for me, that's the most important part of it all is like really having deep anchored evidence of what's available to us, no matter where, regardless of the numbers, just in terms of how you live your life, how you show up for yourself, how you choose to experience your human experience, how you lead your team, how you lead your money, how you lead your energy and who you choose to be day in and day out. And like, fuck the perfection, but you're in it all. You're fully in all of it. And I love that about you. So thank you for showing up the way that you do.
Thank you so much for that, Tash. I love you. And I'm so grateful to be on here and that I got to connect with you today.
Me too. All right, babe. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Well, my loves, I hope that you enjoyed today's conversation with Victoria. It was such a pleasure to have her on. I really hope that you got some golden nuggets out of that. It was a very interesting conversation for me. Just like listening back to it, I was like, yeah, wow, it was, I had lots to say with her. So it was interesting to witness myself in that. If you are looking, longing, desiring to be part of her world, I highly suggest to follow her on Instagram, be part of whatever you feel pulled into when it comes to her work. It's really supported me in lots of ways, and I look forward to just continuously being part of her journey, so I hope you guys are on there with me too. I want to thank you personally for also just taking the time and the energy for listening to this, for pressing play, for showing up, for continuously just being here with me and allowing me to be in your car, in your ears, in your kitchen, in your bath, whatever and wherever you are listening and taking this. I deeply appreciate it, and I'm so excited to continuously provide so much evidence, so much support in different ways, and have these amazing people on the podcast. So Thank you. If you want to support me in any way, share this on social media, leave a review. I found a super easy way for you to do it. It takes literally 2 seconds. You can scroll down and click on the link and leave a 5-star review. Tell me about what you love on the episodes, and it would really support me in terms of just keeping this going. I'm not getting paid for this, and it's really just a joy, and I want to expand on it. So thank you. I see you. I love you. I hear you. Let's connect deeper on Instagram. Let's keep the momentum going. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Have a beautiful end of your day.